The peace march was supposed to start at 5, but this was Kolkata, a city that marched to its own beat. "We'll start a little late," says the man with the microphone. "We're still waiting for a few people."
"Just another 5 minutes, 5:20 we'll go."
India and Pakistan were on edge, and amidst heated talk of war, there was a global standout for peace in South Asia. All over the world, Karachi, New Delhi, Washington DC, New York, San Francisco, Lahore, and Kolkata.
"And then we walk down and turn left onto Marco Street. And once Marco Street reaches Toromi, we turn left again."
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. War might be looming, but Kolkata does not like to hurry. It's about 5:30 before our straggly group gets moving. Maybe 40 to 50 people. I recognize half a dozen, a writer, a women's rights activist, an academic, an actor. "Too many people I already know," grumbles a friend.
"Please, can you join me here?"
March to abreast, the organizer tells us. It's orderly, lets traffic move. It also makes us look a little longer. One young woman is still coloring her handmade anti-war sign, "Hate solves nothing." Those of us who haven't been even that enterprising are given little Xeroxed pieces of paper. It reads, "I am an Indian. I do not hate Pakistanis." On February 14th, a suicide attack on a paramilitary convoy in Kashmir killed at least 40 soldiers. Almost 2 weeks later, Indian fighter planes claimed they hit a militant camp deep inside Pakistan. The next morning, Pakistan dropped bombs in Indian territory just to show that it could. An Indian plane was shot down in a dogfight, and a pilot, bruised and bloodied, ended up in Pakistani custody. Television anchors went apoplectic, itching to cry havoc and unleash the dogs of war. By the time we got marching, though, the pilot had been returned to India. For now, it seemed we had pulled back from the brink of war. But it's been fascinating to watch this Indo-Pak conflict unfold in a time of social media. Instead of a fog of war, there's a smog of fake news and hashtags. Hashtag India strikes back. Terroristan Pakistan. Hashtag Pakistan strikes back. And a lonelier say no to war. TV anchors show up in military uniform to read the news. A reporter is in camouflage, brandishing a toy gun. An actor-turned politician struts around in military uniform. In this smog of war, it's hard to tell what's true and what's not. India says 300 militants were killed in an airstrike in Pakistan. Pakistan claims just trees were damaged, maybe one crow. Reporters seem more interested in whipping up a national frenzy rather than getting at the truth. They turn into stenographers of propaganda. This is new terrain, this war on social media with dueling hashtags. Fake pictures are photoshopped and shared as downed fighter jets. Old earthquake damage is passed off as airstrike devastation. In this weird new battlefield where misinformation has been weaponized, our little procession feels a little old-fashioned. Even our music list feels a little out of date. Passers-by stare at us with curiosity, but no hostility. Taxis honk. We pass by money changers and used bookstores, a snack shop, a hair salon and spa, a Kashmiri shawl shop. Its owners look at us impassively. It's not a long march. We don't have permits to go on the main street. What's a protest without some civil disobedience, says someone. But we stop obediently.
Civil disobedience. March for peace question.
Evening is falling, the birds are coming home. Someone reads a poem based on Brecht. There are songs, speeches. We are led in a slogan, "War leads only to war," and then scolded into putting more passion into it. Someone reads a resolution.
"We join hands in nearly 20 cities globally as a part of a citizen-led initiative."
A boy gives out red roses for peace. with a smile. And of course, someone runs around Facebook living it all.
Recognizable face at all.
Then we link hands on a street corner, a rather frail human chain against forces far bigger than any of us.
We'll do a small little human chain once we end that.
As we leave, I glance back. It was a neat protest. Even the Xerox signs have been folded and removed instead of littering the street. There's almost no sign we were there. Then I notice a little street kid, a snotty-nosed toddler. He's holding a red rose, one of the roses they handed out at the protest. He waves it triumphantly. The spoils of war belong to the rich and powerful, but at least the meek shall inherit the roses. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.